Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, have you heard any of the Van Weezer album?
No, and please don't play any for me. I'm saving it until 2029.
Why would you do that?
Because only time will tell if it will stand the test of time.
Okay, it's a new week.
It is. Happy New Week, folks.
Happy New Week, and it's time for new music. And I should mention, we're back in the basement.
We are.
We were outside recording episodes recently, but now we're back in the basement because of some inclement weather.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't been over here in the basement in a long time.
I
feel bad. I wanted to have it in better shape before you came back here again. I'm still kind of a work in progress.
It's looking good, though.
Working on moving all the stereo equipment and all the records and everything down here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had everything in the main family room.
Right.
And then what I found was I wasn't listening to the stuff enough because I feel like I'm disturbing other people,
I know,
right?
If they're trying to watch a TV program.
I kind of liked having it up there because I was sort of like, I can listen to records and not feel like I have to be shunned down to the basement. But I realize now that's probably the better move.
Yeah.
To have my own space.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Others can come down if they want to see you.
That's right.
You can go up.
That's right. So, you know, that's just, I'm going to have to give in. So anyway, I'm working on moving everything down here. And then what I'm going to do, once I get everything resettled, and relocated, I am finally going to take the time to catalog
all
the records, CDs, tapes, and have that all set and ready to go. Because one of the problems I have is, you probably have experienced this, sometimes when I go record shopping, I buy things that I already have because I forgot that I had it.
That's right.
So I need to do that. I need to go through all of that, do all of that. And then it'll also make it easier the next time we do one of those episodes where we pick
exactly, which are fun.
A letter, a number. Mm-hmm. I can just go right to the list and say, boom.
There it is. And I'll tell you, folks, I saw the layout for where the albums are going to be, and the CDs are already down here. So it's looking really, really good. Yep.
It's coming together. It's just taking me a little bit more time.
Well, you definitely have more musical equipment in the way of amps and guitars than the last time I was down here. So you got the keyboard and the Vox and a little amp and a Fender over there and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's the used Tele that I bought.
It's really nice.
And then, I got this Vox amp for Christmas. Katie got that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's actually the old keyboard that's falling apart.
Oh, okay.
The good one is upstairs.
Right. There's another one I saw.
There's the box one right there. It's nice, man. Casio for like $120.
Oof.
It's amazing what it does.
It's incredible what these keyboards can do now.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all. Yeah. It's all coming together. All right.
It's looking great.
So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And that's what we're doing. We're in the suburbs. We're in the basement. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and tease this right now. We don't have all the details yet, but we have enough. I think we can start to
To
mention
starting
this,
to come together.
Right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to do our first ever Suburbs Fest.
Yes,
It's going to be a two-day thing, October 1st and 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not going to give all the details right now. We'll get you more, but get this on your calendars or in your in the calendar app on your phone or whatever.
Blackberry.
Set an alert.
Yeah,
right. You want to come to the DC area? This is one we're not joking. If you can make it out here, you want to come.
It'd be a fun
It'd be
weekend.
Really fun. You're going to get to meet us. You're going to get to experience some live music.
Right.
There's probably going to be a live Hootenanny that people will play at. But then also, when I say live music, there's that, but then there's also like real bands we're gonna have on night two.
Right.
So there's a lot of things gonna happen. It's October 1st and 2nd, which is a Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love to have you. Come on out. It's gonna be fun. I think we're gonna get a pretty good crowd.
I agree.
Of listeners and you know, just tons of fun here in the suburbs of Northern Virginia. Well, and apparently also in Maryland. We're going to sort of split it up. So the D.C. area.
The D.C. area,
And, come on out.
And if you've never been to Washington and you have always wanted an excuse to do a little sightseeing or go to some museums, this could be a good opportunity during the day to do that.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You can make it all happen.
So the planning is far enough down the line that we know that. We're confident. We got the dates. We have some of the entertainment set up and all that. But we're going to give you more details when it's all buttoned down.
That's right.
And you'll get everything.
Contracts have been signed. Yes.
But watch our social media and all of that. You'll see more there. But come on out. We would love to see you.
Oh, yeah.
We would love to see you.
Be amazing.
And like I said, D.C. is a great tourist attraction unto itself. And you get to hang. It's not even just about us. It's the group of listeners.
That's
the community.
The community.
You get to be part of that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be a fun time.
Your Mulligans, your Schneiders, all those folks.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now, speaking of the community, here's somebody who I'm pretty sure is going to be there at Suburbs Fest. Intern Sam.
Yes.
Because he's a local. And He's going to kick us off for the intern's picks for new music.
Great,
all right.
Great.
What is up, Jim and Patrick, fellow interns Mary, Sammy, and Matt, and Rockin' the Suburbs listeners? This is Intern Sam with my May 2021 new music pick, Van Weezer by Weezer. Now, this certainly isn't as strong as their January album, OK Human. Van Weezer had actually been completed for quite a bit, but the pandemic delayed its release. So, was it worth the wait? I mean, to me, not really, but it is a fun listen and a solid tribute to the epic era of heavy 70s, 80s era guitar rock. And of course, the late and great Eddie Van Halen, may he rest in power. I found it to be great music to walk to, and it's a fitting soundtrack as the summer season approaches. Again, while it does not beat OK Human, this is one that you should not skip. Thank you all for listening. I hope everyone is getting vaccinated and continuing to stay safe. And don't forget to keep rocking the suburbs. Hey, Susie, where you been today?
All right, there you go. That song is The End of the Game.
Wow, okay.
From the album Van Weezer by Weezer. First off, I want to say that I knew there were that they had just recently released another album.
Yeah.
And then Sam mentioned it was January. So,
yeah.
You know, sometimes it's amazing when a band releases two albums in the same year.
Yeah.
This is like two albums in the first half of the same year,
that's
right?
That's crazy. And
yeah.
It's an obviously a very unusual situation to have an album pretty much completed and then do another one and release it before the album you finished before that, I guess, if I'm understanding the way Sam was saying
it. I guess, yeah.
Another thing, I'm looking at the track listing here. Apparently, Rivers Cuomo covered a song with Billy Joel.
Oh, is that right?
For this album.
I did not know that.
And also one with Ozzy Osbourne. So
two ends of the spectrum, right?
That's wild. I had no idea this was out. So thank you, Sam.
Yes, and obviously it's, you know, from the title you can tell a tribute
from the
to
sound.
Van Halen and so on. And you heard it at the beginning of that song and
everything.
But then it kind of moves right into more what you expect from some like Weezer sound, right?
I got it.
You notice that even in the song, right?
A little bit.
Once it kind of got past those flourishes and everything, it kind of just became a Weezer song. All right, there you go. All right, next up we have intern Mary.
Beautiful.
Mary Edelberg.
Yep.
Greetings, Suburbs Pod. Intern Mary here with my May pick of the month. This month, I've chosen Kay Flay's TGIF featuring Tom Morello, Rage Against the Machine's guitarist. The song has been called a critique on society's working for the weekend mentality. It's off of her upcoming EP, Inside Voices. I've also got an honorable mention, and it's an honorable mention because I've already mentioned her in my monthly picks for the year, but Dessa's Ides release for May is called Talking Business. It's a cinematic storytelling, and she uses no verbs in the whole song, so that's interesting, and I think you guys will enjoy both of them. I hope everybody's doing well. And keep rocking the suburbs.
All right, two picks
from
Mary
this
month. We'll start here with the Kay Flay featuring Tom Morello track TGIF.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to just comment real quickly on the fact that Tom Morello is on here, yeah. Right? I kind of like the fact that now he's this sort of like gun for hire.
Yeah, that is cool.
And shows up on other people's stuff. Because as soon as you see featuring Tom Morello, you're like, I got to listen to that. I bet that there's, you know, there's some shit going down in that song, right? Yep,
absolutely. Well said, Jim. I was thinking right along the same lines. And that riff that kind of uncoiled itself and then falls into the hook. That was really cool the way that was put together. I've never heard of Kay Flay before. This is my first exposure, but I see she has quite a background here.
Yeah. So that's great. You know, that has that kind of intensity that you would expect.
Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. It's stomping. Yeah.
All right. The next one Mary suggested is Dessa Talking Business. There you go, Dessa.
Yeah. Neat kind of a travelogue set of lyrics there. Yes. I really liked it. Very impressionistic and kind of what would be in your mind, almost cinematic, like very cool. And I'm noticing here on her Bandcamp page that obviously this is past as you hear this, but if you bought the digital download of Talking Business, you were entered to win a one-on-one Zoom session with Dessa.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of cool, isn't it? Yeah, I like that.
That's great.
For Wingtip Slow, that would be the opportunity not to talk to them on Zoom.
Okay, great picks from Mary.
Yeah, awesome. Really nice, Mary.
All right, next up is intern Matt. That's Matt Windler.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, Sam, Sammy, Mary, and fellow listeners. Matt here with my May pick. Once again, going with some new old Canadiana, the EP Saskadelphia from the Tragically Hip. Almost 4 years after the passing of lead singer Gord Downie come 6 previously unreleased songs. The songs are dug up from their time recording their sophomore album, Road Apples, left on the cutting room floor at the time for a variety of reasons. Saskadelphia was the working title for that album, but deemed too Canadian by their American record label, which is just fantastic. The songs have that great early period hip energy they had from cutting their teeth in small bars and clubs. Gord is singing with this great snarl, and the music has a real bite to it. For a sample, go with Just As Well. And I know we've got lots of people in the community plugged in on this Canadian gem of a band. And spoiler alert, someone will elaborate on this EP a little later in the new music episodes. But if you're not, I implore you to check out Saskadelphia and then move on to Fully Completely, or just give their greatest hits record, Your Favorites, a go. And that's Favorites with a U, Mike Wagner, how it should be. All right, I'll catch you all next time. Cheers.
All right, there you go. That has a bit of a, I don't know, kind of a Chuck Berry thing going on.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, a little bit of a roots rock riff to it. Yeah. Very cool. The hip. Love that. Love it. I'm glad to hear that from Matt, too, because I wasn't sure exactly when those tracks came from. I saw that some people were listening to it, but that's helpful.
Yes, very good. Okay, now, last up here, we have intern Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha Reed.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs community, fellow interns, and of course, Jim and Patrick. This is intern Sammy with my May new music pick. And wow, was there so much good music this month. But despite all of that, I've decided to pick another new to me 38 special song. I'm just kidding. But I am going to do something new. A sort of choose your own adventure, because I couldn't choose. So I'm taking the coward's way out and making you choose. So here we go. If you're in the mood for some fantastic garage rock, play The Beach's song Blow Up from their newly released EP, Future Lovers. If you're in the mood for some sickeningly sweet pop, smash that play button on Fionn's Taste for It from their new album, Candid Constellations. And if you're feeling melancholy and need some beautiful and kind of haunting singer-songwritery vibes, give a listen to literally anything on Doty's album, Build a Problem. But I'm partial to the song Before the Line. And last, but certainly not least, if you're feeling angsty and in the mood to relive your youth, and maybe you feel sick of 17, give the surprisingly relatable Olivia Rodriguez's song Brutal from her album Sour a try. It's actually really good, so give it a try. And now that I have broken all the rules, I'm going to sign off. So keep on rocking the suburbs.
All right. Thanks, Sammy, for that. It's funny. We joked about this off mic a little bit earlier about how we were really making an effort encouraging listeners to really focus in on one or two songs because we were just getting so many lengthy messages. It was getting to be a little too much.
Yep.
And so I'm happy to report when we get into the listener segment of this series, everybody did that. Everybody.
Great. Yeah.
Everybody followed the rules. Except our intern. Intern Sammy, who gave us four songs. But at least she's letting us pick.
That's right? True.
So we'll just do one.
Okay.
And we'll put all of them on the Spotify playlist that we post at the end of the week. That you can get through our newsletter. Go to suburbspod.com, click on newsletter, sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get that there.
Beautiful.
But in the interim, let's pick one song here. And I think there was garage rock, there was sweet pop, there was singer-songwriter something, and then there was angsty something. So, so Patrick, which thing did you want to
hear? I don't want to choose for you, Jim, but I don't know. I was feeling kind of angsty. It sounded angsty? Good to me. Yeah, Olivia Rodriguez. Yeah.
Rodrigo,
I'm sorry.
She's the biggest deal right
now. Got it. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she is like the biggest deal right now.
Oh, I had no idea.
And she was great on SNL. Also,
fantastic. She's big enough to play on SNL. I've never heard of her before.
Oh, no. She's a big deal. She's a big deal. So here we go. Olivia Rodrigo, Brutal is the song.
I'm so insecure, I think that I'll die before I drink. And I'm so caught up in the news of who likes me and who hates you. And I'm so tired that I might quit my job, start a new life. And they'd all be so disappointed, cause who am I if not exploited? And I'm so sick of 17. Where's my teenage dream? Someone tells me one more time, enjoy your youth, I'm gonna cry. And I don't stick up for myself, I'm anxious and nothing can help. And I wish I'd done this before, and I wish people liked me more. All I did was come up there.
There you go.
Wow, I had no idea, Jim. This is the number one album.
Yeah,
it is. And I don't get around to the top of the charts that much. That was cool, though. I liked it. I heard a little bit of Avril Lavigne in it, too. Yeah, so that's a good thing. Yeah.
Now, I've heard some other songs, and they're not all quite like that.
Okay.
There's some stuff that's a little more kind of, emotive and heartfelt and that kind of stuff, right? But yeah, I think she's a real talent. She's also, I got to tell you, one of these stars now who we didn't have back in our day. She got her start on TikTok.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Wow. How fascinating is that?
I guess
that's a one step up from YouTube. Yeah.
I'm going to sound really old here. I don't know quite how this works.
I don't either.
But apparently what a lot of artists will do now is they'll first post part of a song, because I don't think you have enough time on TikTok to do a whole song, but they'll post part of a song on TikTok, and then when it sort of blows up, then they release it properly.
How interesting. Right? Wow. So
something
interesting.
Like that.
Yeah.
So she had the song called Driver's License, which was a big TikTok hit.
Oh, okay.
And
cool.
And that was her first big single. Now this is the first proper album.
But got it.
Yeah. So there you go.
Wow. I got to get off Bandcamp's African jazz pages and get back to
that's right.
TikTok or something.
This is how it works these days, right?
Wow.
All right. Hey, more power to you. However you find an audience, go for it.
Amen. Right? Amen.
Okay, I'll make a pick from these four selections too. We'll do it as a play out.
Excellent.
I want to do the garage rock one.
Okay.
The Beaches Blow Up.
Okay.
So we'll do that.
Sounds good.
All right. As I mentioned, listener new music starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So let's get out of here and get to that. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Actually, this is a good segue here. So, did we introduce ourselves?
Yes.
Okay.